Keith Peters reporting. How are college journalism students dealing with anti-Israel protests at America's college campuses?
Columbia journalism student Cecilia Blotto is getting experience that most veteran journalists know all about.
Separating my student identity to my journalism work has definitely been something that I've been thinking about a lot recently. And I think at the moment, I'm definitely just trying to report as accurately and as fairly as I can.
The 21-year-old from London is grappling with complicated editorial decisions.
We've really realized the importance of having reliable, accurate, and fair coverage of what's happening.
Another journalism student at Columbia, Carla Mendy, summed up their experience perfectly.
Trial by fire might be one of the terms one could use for this.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The White House says Russia is shipping refined petroleum to North Korea at levels that exceed UN Security Council limits. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Russia's actions are unprecedented for a member of the P5 and break a long-standing, consistent effort by the United Nations Security Council to support denuclearization and non-proliferation efforts. The United States is going to continue to impose sanctions against all those working to facilitate arms and refined petroleum transfers between Russia and the DPRK.
In March alone, Russia shipped more than 165,000 barrels of refined petroleum to North Korea. He said that with the close proximity of Russian and North Korean commercial ports, Russia could sustain such shipments indefinitely. Hamas says it's sending a delegation to Egypt as soon as possible to continue talks in the latest sign of progress in the fragile ceasefire process. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 322 points. The NASDAQ rose 235. This is SRN News. A Canadian school gives a woman's scholarship to a man.
Seneca College in Toronto has awarded the Angela James Scholarship to Franz Lagardis, a man who is living as a woman. Lagardis plays on the women's volleyball team and attracted attention earlier this year when he and four other males competed in a women's game between Seneca and Centennial College, dominating the action and keeping most of the female players on the bench. The scholarship is meant to promote women's sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas has some new pro-life laws. Starting July 1st, abortion doctors must ask women why they are terminating their pregnancies and report the answers to the state. It will also now be a specific crime to coerce a woman into having an abortion. A third law will offer both direct aid to pro-life pregnancy centers in Kansas, as well as tax breaks for them and their donors. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher and trimmed their losses for the week. The S&P 500 climbed 0.9%. A day after swinging sharply when the Federal Reserve said it's likely delaying cuts to interest rates. Qualcomm, Carvana, and other companies helped lead the market after reporting stronger results for the latest quarter than expected. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following reports on joblessness and worker productivity. The Dow up 322 points today, closing at 38,225. The Nasdaq gained 235 to 15,840. The S&P 500 adding 45 points to 5064. New York oil fell 5 cents to $78.95 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.